fence. You'll follow that stuff, no matter how it is, no matter how long. The height of the rifle was a question of cost. If you really want to get the head over a heavenly cost, and I know that. But all I get through to this glorious question, my heart will not be so, and calm. But I'll wait for the world will be better for this. The one man showing the purpose of still strong, with last doubt of courage, to reach the unreachable.
I should have made a couple of our better ones. were up the airport once, up to the end of life, and then lying again. So to the manager said he asked Leonard if he would like to take a trip. Now this was back in the years when this was not a university in his life. It was a college. It was back when Dr. Falcone didn't have a doctor. He was a mission. In fact, he wasn't even Falcone. He used to refer to himself in those days as Falcone. He said, I don't really want to walk this whole way. But the students earned, and they said they'd give him free riding, and the fellow who was the pilot was had a drunk playing in the band. Well, he got in, he took him off, and they went around and walked over the land. They then moved down over the west side of Lansing and came back, and then the plane started to come in for a landing. It did something, I'm sure, it was illegal today. It went down, not close, but it went down toward the bleachers, and you saw people put up their hands and then cheer and laugh, and then the plane moved back up, circled once more, and landed in the north end of the field. As they were landing and the engine noise came down slightly so they could be heard, the pilot looked back and laughed and he said, Mr. Falcone, you know, when we went down toward the bleachers, about 50% of the people down there thought they were falling. And Leonard said, 50% of the people up here thought they were falling.
Such a great university with more celebrate his life and our good.